It would be a long journey from tending sheep in the desert to commanding Egypt's Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Moses was molded by God through 4 decades in a desert to ultimately lead Israel out of bondage into freedom. Your life's road may be rocky at times as well, but it's those desert lessons that prepare us to be used by God in ways we cannot imagine. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today's message is on life in the penalty box. We're in Exodus chapters 2 and 3, and now Dr. Lutzer concludes our time with Moses as he emerges from his penalty box.
What God is saying to Moses is, what you got when you were there in the desert is going to be what I am going to use. It is a symbol of your time in the desert, and I'm going to use it as a symbol of my work in your life and the transformation that I hope and intend for you as you go back to Egypt and lead my people. Now, of course, the rest of the story is that Moses did eventually go back, very reluctantly, very much upset with what God had asked him to do. And he goes and he experiences the rejection of the people, because he goes to Pharaoh and Pharaoh tells him that the people can't go, and actually makes it worse, and everybody blames Moses. So he gets exactly what he feared he would get. But the difference is this: God was with him through those rejections, through those setbacks, and in the end, we honor Moses today as a great man and as a great leader. And he's referred to many, many times in the New Testament. Now, what are the lessons that you and I need to take with us? Certainly the lesson of servanthood, the lesson of trust, the lesson of obedience. Some of you are struggling with God over an issue where you feel that God is leading you in a certain direction, and because it involves risk and the possibility of failure, you don't want to do that because you want to play it safe. You'd prefer to stay in the desert in your own little stall rather than risk the possibility of failure. And God is saying, obey me, trust me. First of all, we learn, of course, that God is with us in the desert. God is with us in the desert. I say to you, my hurting friend, today, that from the life of Joseph, we learn the very same lesson. The Bible says that Joseph went into Egypt and he became great in the land of Egypt. And it says, and God was with Joseph and he prospered. The very next chapter, Joseph is framed by Potiphar's wife. You know the story. He ends up being wrongly put into jail, and he had no alternative. He had no attorney that he could call, nobody that he could finagle to try to get somebody to listen to his viewpoint. But you know what the Bible says? While Joseph was in jail, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph. Previous chapter, and the Lord was with Joseph and prospered him. He prospers our successes, he prospers our promotions, but he also is with Joseph in his demotions. It says, and the Lord was with Joseph when he was in jail. God does not leave you because you got a pink slip. God does not leave you because things have gone wrong. God is with us all the time, and he walks with us in our desert. There is a story about a man who had a dream. And in the dream, he saw everyone being blessed by Jesus. There was this row of people, and Jesus went to this person and said, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. But when Jesus came to this man, Jesus stepped back and said, I'm not going to bless you, because I know you're going to serve me whether I bless you or not. And then went on to the next person. Do you often feel as if you're that person? Everybody's standing up and saying, you know, God blessed me and prospered me and did this and that, and God enabled me to do that and that and that, and you kind of feel left out. God wants you to worship Him, to love Him, and to serve Him, whether you receive the same blessings or not, because He is with us in our deserts of unending gravel, monotony, and hopelessness. God is with us through all those experiences. God is with us in the desert. Also, God shapes us in the desert. God shapes us in the desert. There's no doubt that when Moses was in the court of Pharaoh, he wasn't ready to lead the people of Israel. He had not yet been humbled. He had not yet been brought to the end of self and self-rule. There had to be that period of humility, that period of brokenness, and then God appears. And by the way, my dear friend, hurting today, the bush may burn for you too, unexpectedly. The last thing that Moses was thinking about when he was there on the backside of the desert was, well, maybe today's the day when God is going to come to me. No, 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 no. He had given up all hope that that would ever happen. And God surprised him by His presence. The sun might still shine for you today. And if not today, tomorrow. I remember a young woman who was madly in love with her husband who died unexpectedly, and she was so in love with him that when he died, she was actually contemplating suicide so that she could be with him. And I promised her, I said, someday the sun is going to shine. That's my promise. Your responsibility is to get through one day at a time, morning to evening, day after day after day. God is with you through the experience. God is with you in your desert, and eventually the sun will shine. And years later, she affirmed that the sun has shone in her life. God shapes us in the desert. I believe that this time of financial downturn is one of the best opportunities we have to affirm our faith and our confidence in God, to affirm the fact that He is with us, to affirm that He does not leave us when we go through difficult times, but He is especially with us when we don't know where to turn and when everything seems to have gone against us. So what is the penalty box? Whether it's a penalty box of your own making, because you broke the rules, or because somebody else had an impact in your life that was negative, either way, God is with us in those days of the penalty box. And the penalty box isn't really a penalty box. I'd rather see it as a bullpen. If you're visiting Chicago today, you should know that we do have a team here called the Chicago Cubs. Now, I just know what I read in the papers, that evidently before they went into their series this last time, when they got into the playoffs, they were having batting practice, and according to the Trib, the pitching machine pitched a no-hitter, okay? If you remember the series. It's not a penalty box, it's a bullpen. God is saying, I'm putting you back into the game. You may be in a period of transition where God is refining you and working with you and in you. God is doing all of that because someday the bush is going to burn and He wants you to be ready for it. God is with us in the desert. And what God does to us is constantly bring us back to Himself. You may be here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. And even though I've not taken time to explain the gospel, you had the message lived out before you in the testimony that we heard this morning. And what you need to know is that in the despair of your own soul, God is leading you to Christ. so that you might come to know God and that you might have the assurance that God walks with you through your desert as well, because he has said, I will never leave you and never forsake you, the scripture says. And no matter how long the desert becomes, no matter how difficult the desert is, God is there for you all the way. The penalty box turns out to be a bullpen, preparing you to get back into the game. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you that Moses eventually did go despite his objections. Thank you, Father. And we ask today for all who are going through that time of great despair in the desert. We pray, Father, give them encouragement and give them hope. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you might make us obedient in the desert to learn the lesson of servanthood and trust and obedience to whatever you show to us. Before I close this prayer now, I'm asking you, members of the congregation and those who are listening to this message, what is it that you need to say to God today? Just talk to him. Father, give us encouragement and hope, we pray. And for those who feel the pinch of sand in their shoes, help them to know that you are there, teaching us things in the desert that we could have never learned anywhere else, that you intend to use, the patience, the love, the commitment. Grant us that, O God, we pray. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Amen. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. I want to thank you so much for your prayers, for your support during this past year, for the opportunity that we have to be together each day, each weekday, and share God's holy word. And all of you who have indeed prayed and supported us, we are deeply, deeply grateful. I also want to tell you that some time ago, Rebecca and I had the opportunity of visiting the seven churches of Asia Minor. Can you imagine the privilege this was? We were able to stand there at Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamum and all of the other churches. But as we stood there, we realized that no churches exist. No visible churches exist. There may be pockets of believers here and there, but when Islam comes, the church no longer can visibly exist. This is very sobering. For hundreds of years, there has been no real, strong, visible church in the land of Turkey, which is called Asia Minor in the Bible. When I returned, I preached a message. It is entitled Jesus versus Muhammad. This message deals with the church at Ephesus and then goes into 9 lessons that we can learn from this church and from the churches of Revelation. I want you to have a copy.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer, concluding Life in the Penalty Box, a long-term lesson from the life of Moses. Tomorrow, a look forward as we consider the triumph of the gospel. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. For those who give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win, we have a special thank you, a CD of Jesus versus Muhammad, Erwin Lutzer's message about the rise of Islam worldwide. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for a New Year's edition of Running to Win.